There are times in life when work, ambition, and ideas spill out so fast that they drown out everything else. Food, water, family, even breath. I lived like that for years until my body forced me to stop. This story isn't about perfect wellness or a neatly wrapped success plan. It's about a Friday I claim as my out-of-office day. A small rebellion, a garden morning, and the scent of mulberry roots that reminded me what it means to be alive. Chapter 1, Declaration. Claiming out-of-office Friday. Last weekend, I declare every Friday my out-of-office day. Let me tell you, I did not come to the decision easily. I live inside my office, and this has been my habit for at least 3 years. Chapter 2, Signals Ignored. Food, water, doctor scolding, Ozempic saga. Before I knew it, my blood sugar spiked up and down and got me into serious jeopardy. I also ignored my bathroom signals, and yep, I got a urinary tract infection and was scolded by my doctor, who also found that I got to do better as far as eating at least twice a day and drinking water. Yeah, I also became dehydrated. That was 8-9 months ago. The doc put me on daily insulin injection, upped my meds for diabetes, and helped me look for the hard-to-find Ozempic injection. It was missing from my routine for 2 years, ever since everyone and their cats went for it as a weight loss solution. Finally, we found mine through a global insurance company. It came from Australia via Canada, then to me. The result of not having the diabetes under control led to other conditions. So don't do what I did, ladies and gents. Take better care of yourself. Now my health has improved tremendously, but I'm still taking too many meds, and I'm going to change that. But one teeny tiny step first. Chapter 3, Workaholic Black Hole. 5 monitors, 14 hours, spaghetti bowl brain. The idea of working in the garden came to me a while back. I got up at the crack of dawn on the weekends just to realize that when it's me against Las Vegas heat in my backyard, the heat always wins. But of course, I kept pushing until I physically couldn't go on. It was toward the end of the summer and it was still darn hot. Just hot and dry. It's the same heat as when I bake and open the oven door, stick my head inside a little to take the cookie sheet out. Well, I don't actually stick my head in there, but the oven heat does make it feel like that. Now, Las Vegas summer heat is like that, except that it's there all the time. And every time you go outside or just walk from the parking lot to the building, I can't tell you how often I greened, grayed, and blacked out. Anyway, the weekends don't really work, heat or no heat. I have way too much to do. Mega major cooking for the week and also catching up on work and doing laundry. So I scratched it. Busy, busy. The crunch period is taking place all the time. One can say I'm a workaholic, even though I hate to be labeled. I accept the fact that I behave like one. New ideas come to me all the time, and it's hard to prioritize and pick only one that needs my attention at the present moment. But when I can finally focus on one task, I will stay so focused as I dive deeply into it, so deep that I reach the task's black hole. Then I become unaware of my surroundings. The focus is very intense, and that's how I ignore what my body tells me. This is how I can go for 14, 15 hours on my desk with 5 screen monitors showing things I want to have and nearby as my reference. Even at the present moment, I'm wiggling bit by bit, trying to move away from this defocus, but my oh my oh my, it's so hard. Chapter 4, Learning Stillness, 10-minute break, whole fingertips, breathing trick. Time to slow down, and I'm taking it seriously. I introduce it to myself gradually so the me inside won't resist. The first time I tried it out, I decided to take a 10-minute break. I went to the family room and stretched out on a reclining sofa seat. I closed my eyes. It took only a few seconds, and my legs started moving in a fidgeting way. My attention went to them. I held them still, but not for long. My hands took over. I stopped myself from closing my palms and moving the fingers, both thumbs underneath, moving between fingers. I felt my cold fingertips. That's when I also felt the cold from the top of my feet and realized my feet were rubbing together. Ay, 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 what the heck was happening to me? No, scratch that. Rather, what was I doing to myself? Why can't I just be still? The next thing I did was slow breathing. In and out, again and again. This did it. I got myself into a calm, safe space. I stay still, slowing down my breath with my eyes closed while sinking inside myself. And when my mind wandered, I realized what it was, then came back. I was able to stay there for what seemed like a long, rich, and fulfilling time. Cool, huh? You can use this technique also. I'm sure I got it from someone who got it from someone else during my journey of finding my inner peace. Oh yeah, I'm one for studying, learning, and absorbing to find answers. I even paid for courses and subscriptions for what they're worth. At least I got this technique and it works every time. The only hard part was doing it. Sometimes I used Mel Robbins 54321 to get started. Told you I paid for these things, but what I shared with you just now is free of charge. Take it, use it the way it suits you. Chapter 5, Walking Doesn't Work, Distractions, Dog Poop, Creative Detours. That was that. My next break, which came several days later, I went for a walk in my neighborhood. I ended up talking to a guy whose boyfriend had just left him. The poor guy was sitting on the ground in front of his porch in the midst of Las Vegas heat. Yikes. But that is another story to share. Remind me, will you? I found the walk distracting. Plus, it was still very hot, unless I went way early in the morning. But there is no window for that, and forget about walking in the evening. By the time it cools down, it will be around 10 o'clock. Walking distracts me. I see a lot of things. Pebbles, rocks, trees, flowers, birds, houses, skies, clouds, people, cars, and dogs, and their poops. Yeah, not all neighbors want to pick up after their dogs do the business. Instead of letting them be, my mind takes what it sees and starts a journey. Sometimes it visits the creative side about what I can create next. Sometimes the business side. That's the one I like because it brings on several marketing ideas and some are really good. It's amazing how I can pick the best idea and start making it real. The brain is the most marvelous thing. As busy as mine is, I love what it does. right? I have a spaghetti bowl brain, and it's full of meatballs that represent hidden gems. I've just got to weed through to find them one at a time. I know sitting at my desk for long hours is not a thing to keep doing, so it's good for me to move around. But walking is out, at least for this point in time in my life. That's how I came to the decision of my out-of-office Friday. I made it with the intention of a clear mind. Chapter 6, The Tattoo That Stopped at Today. Motivation and pain. Still, last night I allowed myself to work until 10 because I felt pressure that I lose so much precious work time and almost quit before I even start. Yeah, that took a bunch of positive thinking stuffed inside the rich spaghetti bowl brain of mine to convince myself to just do it. No Nike here. Do it today. I meant tomorrow. Already, that's like the tattoo near the wrist on my left arm. Well, not really. I told the artist to stop poking my skin after he finished today. It was painful and I didn't want to continue to already. I'll finish it one day, since I still have to look at it several times a day to motivate the take action already part of me. Chapter 7, Garden Morning. Coffee, other self-debates, banana boo-boo. To the garden I go. I set my alarm at the same time as my workday alarm. It took the 5-4-3-2-1 for me to bounce off my comfy blanket. However, I got out of bed at 3 because it would take too long to finish all 5. Ralph left for school, his workplace, already. I often joke, but not really, that he leaves as soon as he hears me come down the stairs. I can't make myself not arrive 1 minute earlier, and Ralph can't linger 1 minute more. So that's how it is. I might drag him to therapy one of these days. Not so much because I want to see his I'm tired face in the morning, but more me wanting to observe something new. Then I'll probably make a few videos and write about the experience. I made it to the backyard after I poured home roasted coffee that Ralph had already filled in the thermos and plugged my ears with the open earbuds. I grabbed my phone, wondering if I should listen to yet another self-improvement book or marketing book. I decided not to listen to anyone putting ideas into my brain right from my ears. Not today. Today is about me. For a few hours, I whispered inside my head, then I'll go be creative. What's that? I heard my other self raise her voice. I thought I declared Friday an out-of-office day. Triple O, remember? I was gonna work in the garden, then I'll do nothing, or get in the car and go wherever the road would take me. Really? I talked back to the other me. I didn't hear about the driving part until just now. I stopped paying attention to the other me inside my head. Then I made an executive decision. I will put in 2-3 hours outside because I won't last long before I feel off center. Those fainting spells. Then I will go be creative. Although I will sit at my desk, I will do artistic things. Things that I won't give any time during work hours, okay? Okay, now be quiet. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Zip it and enjoy the outside air. That was the end of the other me. Ha! That's another win. And it was even before 6:30 a.m. Awesome! Chapter 8, Sky, Sun, Galaxy, Me, Plan, Metaphors, Resilience versus Beam the Sky. I put down a coffee mug and put on the gloves. I lifted 2 out of 3 bananas in heavy large pots,
grunted,
and dropped them in the garden wagon. I made a boo-boo when I separated 2 bananas from 1 pot by holding one from its stem, and it broke off almost at the bottom. I'm still sorry I wasn't careful. I trimmed off what was left and planted it anyway, full of hope that the new stem will grow. Plants are resilient. They most often bounce back. For a long time, I told myself to be like them, no matter the storm, the sun, and anything else that harms them. They fall, restore, and come back. I've been in the fall, restore, come back cycle for 3-4 years now. It's wearing me down. Maybe I should be the sky instead. The sky provides rain and sunshine to every being underneath it. Yeah, I will be the sky when and if I remember. By the time I'm finished with this thought, I had already rolled a wagon into my dry, grassless, dog poop filled yard. I moved the banana plants and placed them with a good amount of effort near a back wall next to the big tree. Next time, I will repot the 1 curry leaf plant, as it has outgrown the medium-sized pot. I would use too much energy if I did it today. I still want to do more before I begin watering. After I moved the plant pots to where I wanted, I rode a wagon to the center of the yard, where a big tub filled with beautiful lotus and lilies used to live up until this summer before last. We kept getting heat wave and 60 mile per hour's wind, and most of the fruit trees and water plants die. So much for being resilient, huh? But they did fight, though, until their last dying breaths, or whatever trees and plants do. Having witnessed the slow deaths of my trees without being able to help, I thought hard about shifting from the bee-like plants to be like the sky mindset. Perhaps something even larger? Be the sun? Be the universe? No, be the galaxy. Spark, help me. Nope. I'll just be larger than life. Be me. Yep, that's the ticket. Hey, you too can be larger than life. You know why? Because you are. Find some quiet moments and start searching within. Nah, I'm not gonna get woo-woo with you. There's plenty of other times for that. Kidding! Or not. That's up to you to interpret. A shrug! Yeah. Chapter 9, Roots of Hope, Mulberry Tree Survival, Scent of the Wild Forest. With a 7-pounder shovel with saw teeth in both my hands, I raised and plunged it into the ground. In most cases, the 7 to 9 foot trees came loose right away. I mumbled, should I plant any trees in the future? I would do better with digging. But why did I say that? Who am I kidding? Me, I suppose. With the aging and lack of strength, the odds are I never dig another hole in my yard again. Thinking back 6 years ago, I was full of energy. When neighbors and a few friends complimented the garden, I proudly tell them I dug every hole and planted every tree. However, I didn't dig deeply enough. It wasn't hard removing dead trees when the soil was really dry and the holes weren't that deep. I kept pulling them out and piled them onto the wagon. I wept inside. It was my lack of care that sped up the process. I was busy working for the past few years. I worked and worked so much that when one day I finally looked up, everyone else was gone. My mind shifted away from what was about to change my mood of the day. Thank goodness I dug up the perhaps 13-foot-tall mulberry tree. Immediately, my nose sensed the fresh, wet perfume of the wild forest. Oh wow, these big, long roots, they're still green. I became more careful with the shovel, so its sawtooth didn't cut off any large and long artery. This tree was planted more deeply. Whoa, The roots spread in a large area. When I got the last of them out, I had to walk the tree over and drop it straight into my largest and deepest pot that had previously contained the lotus plant. This put my mood on the positive side. It gave me hope. I don't like thinking or even saying I hope. I don't want hope. I want the reality. Then take action. But after a while, I still smell the wonderful fragrance coming off the roots of the mulberry. And hope sprung up. I will soak you in water and trim the branches. Tomorrow, I will plant you in healthy new soil. Oh my goodness, thank you for making it. I will do what I can to help you regrow. Chapter 10, Full Circle. Breathing, cooking plants, being present. Afterwards, I turned on the water and tapped a button on my phone to listen to a book. I had my peace and quiet time in the right amount. Now it was time to reflect upon it with the help of a book. I slowed my breathing and listened, but not before I mapped out my cooking plan for this weekend. The scent of mulberry roots lingered at the tip of my nose. Love surrounded and seeped inside me. I took a breath. I'm here. The whole me. The garden is still waiting. The banana stems may grow back. The curry leaf needs repotting. And the mulberry tree may yet find its place again. But more than plants, this is about me. About choosing to step outside the office. Outside the black hole of screens and back into myself. I don't promise that I'll always slow down, but I know this. I can always find my way back with a shovel, with breath, with roots that still smell of the wide forest. And you, don't wait for the moment when you look up and everyone else is gone. Start your out-of-office day now. The whole you deserves to be there